We are learning Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the top. Zok the Mishnah. He emeres mukas etzani. They're both being maskim that she was not a besula, but she's tining that she was a mukas etz and not a bulas ish. The reason she's not a besula is from a mukas etz. V'hu oimer, and he's saying, like al drusus ishat, you're a drusus ish. And we'll see in the Gemara what the tainas are. But one thing is clear, that they're both being maskim that before the marriage, Taka, she was not a basula. But she's saying she was a mukas etz. And he is saying, no, you had a beer with someone from before the marriage. So, Rangamiel, he doesn't know, it's a Shema. She's a Bari, she knows exactly what happened. And he's a Shema, it's a Bari of a Shema. So Rangamiel, let's both say that she's Nemum, because Bari of a Shema, Bari Yodif. And yesterday's daf, we had that according to Rav Nachman, Rav Gamil needs needs an extra svarah to Rav Hashem, either a migu or a chazaka. So Rashi before explained us what the migu over here is, because she could have said mukas eitz tachtecha, and she's masking mukas eitz before, that's the migu. And if it's chazaka, we spoke of Rav Hashem yesterday, it's chazaka that she's not a bulas ish, that's the chazaka. Like upon him, it's the cheskas haguf. Rabbi Gamil, Pashup Shad is Bari Vishem. Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Lazar, Imrim Nemanis. Rabbi Shua, Imrim, Loim, Pianu Chayin. We're not living from her words. We don't believe her. Ela Rezu Vecheskas Drusus Ish, Ashtavi Rael Devrea. She is assumed to be a Drusus Ish until she brings a Raya. Why should we assume she's Drusus Ish? Teretz is because Cheskas Mama, in according to Rabbi Shua, is the main, the Iker Psak. And since he's holding on to the money, so therefore he wins until she brings a raya. Therefore, we're going to assume that his Shema is right, that she's a Drusus Ish, until she brings a raya. Otherwise, because he is the one holding on to the mammon, so he has a cheskas mammon, and therefore, Rabbi Shua says that if you have a cheskas mammon and your Shema, you're going to be Naman more than the Bari. Zok to Gemara, what are the Tainas? What are they arguing with? So it's Machloikas. Tanasaya b'mai. Rabbi Yechon Amar b'Masayim Umana. That means that the Isha's tiny, I want 200. And he's saying, here's 100. And the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Eliezer Amar b'Mana of Leiklom. She's saying, I want a mana. She's asking, it's only a mana. But he's saying, no, it's a Mechatayas. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechon Amar b'Masayim Umana. Sovalok Rameyeh, Don Bein Hikabah, Bein Lehikabah, Masayim. Remember, we had a Machlekes and a Mishnah before. How much does a Mukas Eitz get? According to Rameyeh, you get 200. Because it's not called a Bula, it's only a Mukas Eitz. According to Acham, you get a mana. And it was mavuy in the Gemara that Rafir Meir say hikar bar say like, even if you didn't know about it before you got married, it's not a mekach tayis. You have a sayim. But Rabbi Lozo Aimer, but mona of loy klum. Rabbi Lozo says that they're arguing but mona of loy klum. They're arguing about either a mona or nothing. What's the pshat? Shavla karabonon. The Amar he holds like the rabbanon that say that you get taka only a mona. That's what you get. And the Arim and Hikam like about mana, you get mana. So that's who he holds like. And he's telling no, it's a Mekach Tais. So he's a Leiklum. So like about the Mekach. Now what's the Shaila? Because he's tying Drusus Ish. So Drusus Ish already. That's a Mekach Tais by Drusus Ish. That's a Mekach Tais. So there, because we had a Gemara before that Kanta Becheskas Besula Benimtza Bula. It's Mekach Tais. But Rabbi Yechonah is not like that. Rabbi Yechonah is even by Kanta Becheskas Besula Benimtza Bula. It's not a Mekach Tais. That is the Machloikis here between Rabbi Yechonah and Rabbi Eliezer. What's Pshat? Rabbi Elazar, what's Pshat in our Mishnah? Now, so really, there's two Shailas here. First of all, we're going to a Meir or the Rabbanon. That's one Shaila. And another Shaila is Kansa of Echeskas Besul Ben Sebula is a Mekach Tayis. Those are the two Shailas. Because what's her Taina? So according to Rabbi Yechon, her Taina is 200 because he holds a Grameya. According to Rabbi Elazar, her Taina is 100 because he holds a Grabbanon. The Taina of the Baal, Drusus Ish, according to Rabbi Yechon, the Taina is Mana because he holds it's not a Mekach Tayis. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's a Mekach Tayis, definitely saying Leiklum. That's the two ways to learn the Machlaikis, the Shaila between the Isha and the husband. So Gemara says, Bishlam or Rabbi Elazar like Kamar Rabbi Yechonon the Kumukle Rabbanon. We understand why Rabbi Elazar like Rabbi Yechonon Shab because Rabbi Yechonon had to go like a Meir. We don't go like a Meir. We don't go like Rabbanon. Rashi speaks out. Even Rabbi Yechonon himself doesn't hold like a Meir. It means he's had to sign the Mishnah like a Meir. But Rabbi Elazar liked the better. That's the Mishnah like Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yechonon my time alone with Rabbi Elazar. Why didn't Rabbi Yechonon say Rabbi Elazar's pshat that Avada get a mana like the Rabbanon? And the Shaila is it mana or nothing? So Gemara, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't zet sign like Rabbi Elazar, like and make like the Rabbanan, because Kosovar, he holds Konsov Echeskes Besulah, and him says Bula, yes, like Suba Manas, he has Suba Manas, not about Ketayas. So, Hacha, Hukam Armana, Vikam Armana, and if the halacha is that it's not about Ketayas, so if he's saying Mana, and she's saying Mana, if we're going according to the Rabbanan, Maike Betayan Dida, Lidei Letayan Dida, what's the difference? It must be we're going according to our mayor. It means if you're Rabbi Yochanan, because he holds that there's no Mekhtayas, so it has to hold that our mission is going according to our mayor, because if not, what to argue? They're both agreeing. I'm saying, she's saying Mukhtayas, it's 100. You're saying Drizish, 100. So what's the Dashaila? It must be that we hold like Rabbi Meir that Mukhtayas gets 200. That's the argument, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no Mekhtayas here. So that's the two ways to learn. So Bishtom Rabbi Elazar, Hainuk Tani Tarti. Fear of Elazar, we have two Mishnayos. We have the Mishnah before. We understand why you have two Mishnayos. Before, we have a Mishnah that they're arguing when that she's saying that Mishnah Erstani and Anasti, that after Erisin, someone's Ma'anasir, and she's, and that's why she became a Bula. And he's tiding this from before. That was the first Machlekes, Bar Vishema. And here we have another Machlekes, Bar Vishema, where Mukas Eitz, Adrusas Ish. So Bishlom Elavrali Lazar, Hainim Tarni Tarti. We understand we have two Mishnayos. Now why? Chodol Afuki Midaram Machama. Who's Ram Rechama and who's Rav Chiyah Ba'Avin? So Rav Chiyah Ba'Avin holds that Konsa V'Cheskes B'Sulav Nitzis B'Ula Yesh Lak Suva Mana. That's like Rav Yechanan. So this Mishnah over here, the Mishnah before is telling us not like Rav Chiyah Ba'Avin, because the Mishnah before says that V'Hu Amalai Kel Drusus Ish V'Hayim Mechi Mechatayis. So there's two ways to learn the word. He learned Mechatayas there means the Gamri. That's how Rabbi Elazar learned. The first Mishnah tells the Chiddush that if someone's found to be a Ba'ula, Mechatayas. That was the first Mishnah. The next Mishnah, the Chiddush is, what? Because it says there that Vahu Amalekel Achler Asticha, he Mechi Mechatayas. That's the most Mishnah before. So he says it's a Mechatayas. Rabbi Chiyah Ba'Avin held like Rabbi Yechanan, that Konsa Vecheskes Basula, Vadim says Ba'ula, it's not a Mechatayas. You get a Mana. So the Mishnah 4 says, Klar, Mekha Chadayis. So that was Mishnah's Chiddush. And then we have our Mishnah's Chiddush, that Mukas Eitz, even by Mukas Eitz, also it's not a Mekha Chadayis. Because there, she's tying Mukas Eitz. What do you mean? So, were you tying Mukas Eitz? So, well, still, you didn't tell me about it. So she's Mekha Chadayis. So we had a Ram Bacham before that held that Mukas Eitz also a Mekha Chadayis. So we call the Fuki that one. So that's the point of having two Mishnayis. One is to tell us that There's no Mekhtayis, that there is a Mekhtayis by Nimtzas Be'ulas Ish. And this is telling us there's no Mekhtayis by Mukasets. So let's read it in some of the Tamir. So Allah said, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell So, but, I'm going to tell you, I'm why do you need two Mishnayis? Because he holds that Kansa B'cheses B'sulav and Nimtzas Be'ula has a Ksumana. Therefore, what I said, Mechatayis before is going on Messiahim, going on 200, and saying, get a mana. So what do you have to say the first Mishnah at all? Just say, you just want to say, Mechatayis Barav Hashem by Cheses Maman? Just say one of them, and say this case, or become a Fuke Rami Bachama holds by Mukas 8 Mechatayis. Just say this case, you have a case of Bar Bishama, Cheskes Maman, everything's good. What do you need the Mishnah for? If you have Yechid, why do you need the Mishnah before? Because it doesn't mean Mechatayis, it means just from the same Tamana. Elo Yechid, Tati Lamali. So my answer is, Chodo Lidiacha Kechid Ramil, Vachodo Liacha, Lidiacha Kechid Rabishua. Kemaisa, the first case of Lidiacha Kechid Rabishua, that he still doesn't believe her, I forgot the Iklame Amigu, even though you could say Amigu, Loi Mehemna, even though there she has a migu, she's tining Mishnah Stani Nanasti, which makes her into Asata Kayim. She could have said Mukas Eitz on the afterwards. Why is she so hard as a migu? And still, Rabbi Shua says, no, even the Bari Veshema with a migu is not Naman. Basraisa, Ladiach Kechad Rabbi Gamil. I've got Lekalme Migu Mehemna. The second case telling you, even without a migu, you're Naman. You're going to ask me the Kasha, right? You ask the Kasha before we spoke at the beginning of today's Shir, and we spoke at yesterday's Rashi, that there is a migu here. She could have said, Mukaseitz Tachtecha. Teretz is not a kasha. Why? What's the mile of saying Mukaseitz Tachtecha? Because now you're only getting 100 with the Mukaseitz. If it happened after the Erisin, then you get 200. That would be a mile. But here we're going according to Rabbi Yechanan now, who's going according to Rabbi Meir, that you anyway get 200. So there wouldn't be any mile of saying Mukaseitz Tachtecha anymore. There's no milo. Going according to Rav Meir gets 200. The free Rav Yechon, Machlekes says 200 or 100. So you want to have a milo. So there goes your migu. So the second case, there is no migu. So therefore, the chiddush in the second case is, you know, you don't have no migu. That means the full Rashi said is a migu that's going according to Rav Elazar, that's going according to Rabbanon, that a mukhidez only gets a mana. And she could have said that it became mukhidez after Erisim, which means you get 200. That's a good migu. But now going to Rav Yechon says, you anyway get 200 either way. So there's no migu. There's no migu. You would think Rabbi Gamil doesn't work. Kamash Lon, Rabbi Gamil even says, Bar Rav Shema without a migu. Comes like Claude. The fear of Yechon comes out that there's a Bar Rav Shema without a migu according to Rabbi Gamil. That's what comes out in the Chesmen of the Gemara.
She's not saying migu says not there. What did she say?
Muku says before. She Muku says when she was 13. She got married when she was 20. She Muku says before. She's saying you didn't find a basula. You know why? Because it was a Muku says. That's why. That's what she's saying. And we're saying two facts here. One fact, which is almost a kuliyama, that's not a mekhtaris by not saying Muku says. And another fact, we're saying going to Rechon is they get 200. That's the two things that go according to Rechon. Going to Rabbi Elazar, also it's not a mekhtaris. But you get only 100. And the other step was when the Tanya's Rus Ishat, what is it, a mekhtaris or a mana? That was the shayla over there. Hakaponim, that's what comes out from this sugya. Grada, the Rishash is a kasha. There was a kasha that Rishash is even fear of Lazar. You could have said just this Mishnah here and get both chedushim. Because one chedush you want to say is Muka say it's not a mekhtais. That is he from the Taina of the Isha. And then the Taina, where you see that it is a mekhtais, is even the Taina of the Ish. Because he says Lloyd Rush Ishat. So you see it is a mekhtais. So it's also not like the Mandi Yambar who holds of Chivavim. So you could have said this Mishnah alone, fear of Allah, and get most Chidushim, Ayin the Rashash. What he says, basically, he could have said that time's Mishnah like Rameh or like Rabbi Yechon, and that's when he both Mishnahs. Akaponim, that's what comes out, the two Mishnahs of Bari Vishema, Bari Adam. Zok to Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah, continuing with the tightness of the Isha, but now we're going to Yuchsin now. We're leaving the money Shaila, Ksuva Shaila, and they're going to Yuchsin. Ru'uya midaberes emechot. We saw her talking with someone. We'll see what that means exactly, but I'll give a sneak preview. It means at least yichud. She was being miyachid with a certain man. V'amru lo, and they asked her, Mati v'sh'ezeh, like, who is this man? We want to know, because it's very possible they had bia. If they had bia, then, if this guy is a apostle, she becomes apostle tikuna. The halacha is, it says, and we darshan in Mivamis, that means any person that was Kisil Ishzar, she becomes Pasul Lakuna. She goes to Ishzar, which means a Chala, Lakusi, Amoini, any of these people she has beer with, she becomes Pasul Takuna. That's Allah. Or a Chala, she becomes Pasul Takuna. So you wonder, who's this guy? Who? What? No. That's not enough to be called a Zaina for one-time thing. It's not called a Zaina, no. Just without Kedushin. Ruyim midaberesim echad v'amru lo mati v'sh ishze. She says ish ploini. This is, you know, this is his name. His name is Yankel Shmoyga, whatever his name is. Ish ploini v'kainu, and he's a kain, which means that he's a kosher. Doesn't mean he's a kain. Look at Tosfos Rid. Some of you have printed on Sari Gemara. The Tosfos Rid says this: a kain who appears from yuchis. V'lav dafka kain mamish she'ine menes lahachzik ha'oive ha'ubar becheskas kain al becheskas kosher. Whatever just means that. He's saying he's a miyuchas. So it's what is she neman or not? Rabbi Gamliel brothers are nemanis. Rabbi Gamliel brothers says that she is neman to say that this guy is a kosher. Rabbi Shua Amalei Pianachayin El Arezu Becheskas Beula. We don't believe her, and she's Becheskas Beula to a apostle. The sinul mamzer atav raya the raya. Tosha brings a raya. Here, even though there's no Cheskas mamon here, but here we'll see in the Gemara maybe the pshat is as Maila also beyuchsin. We'll see. It was one of the pshatim. Akaponim here, we don't. It's a becheska that she's a apostle until she brings a raya. Another case, hoisim uberes. If she was uberes, now we know for sure she had a beer. But amru lamati b'shul was there. Where is this from? Meish plain of kain. He says from the end of person and he's a kain, which means he's a miyuchas. Rabbi Gamliel over the laws are imin nemedes. We also laws say she's nemen. Rabbi Shua amaloi mepi anuchayin. Arizu becheskas muuberes lenasin v'lemamzer. We assume she became uberes from nasin v'lemamzer who are psulei kahal. Ach tov v'raya l'vera. Until she brings a raya lidvera. Still she brings a raya to her words. She brings a raya. Akaponim. No, it's guys. We're in the Gemara has a din of bari. Yeah, but then it has a din of bari. The fear of Gamliel. Menos is a bari. But Pashas Rabbi Shua's Vart is out Mailos Byuchsin, not so much as Cheskas Maman, but it has a little element of Bar Vishema. Yes. You see the Gemara before compared it to Bar Vishema and Mar said Af Barishina. There is a Shaykh's Bar Vishema, yeah. And it's really more like that on Beis also this idea. Akaponim, Rav Gamliel is Tani Al Bari and Neman, and Rav Shua says no, we're not, she is not Neman. So to Gemara, what?
First case, the Raya, she got the Raya, she just said it's the guy. It's
the right. Mm-hmm.
Second case, who's allowed, if you don't believe her, why you believe her, what she says is the guy.
What, why is the first case, the second case? These two cases here? What do you mean? With this guy or here? Where, which case? Then this mission? No. What's the difference between the cases? Both the same guy had a minus. What? One of the brothers is a Raya, they have a beer. That's all the Raya. And then there's the Shiloh, have a child, which we'll see. But the same Shiloh. Who was the guy? Who was the guy? And it's Mavuyer in Taisus later on. She's Baidik before she's Mizana. She knows who this is. She knows who this is. And she's telling this who it is. Zot the Gemara. My midaberes. What does it mean? Ru'uya midaberes macha. She's talking to someone? What does that mean? Ziri ama nistera. It means they were soysed, they were together b'yichud. There was yichud together, both of them. Ravasi amamor, nivala. We know she was nivala to this person. So bishlam al ziri. Now, just to speak out, so according to ziri, even nistera already, we have an issue now that she's apostle according to Rabbi Shua. Realize that even nistera alone, she goes ahead and miyachah with someone, kashir yichud, kashir bia. She walks out, she's pasul kuhn according to Rabbi Shua. Rav Asi says, no, only by nivala, but nistera, she's not pasul. Even Rabbi Shua is masking, she's not menace. Zok tap taisis. Av nistera, tap taisis. Av nistera, moid Rabbi Shua, then a menace, leimar, lakasha navalti. But migu, the bayram navalti, because she couldn't say leim navalti at all. So, akapanim, she's believed with a migu, she could have said leim navalti, therefore she's neman, according to Rav Asi. Zok tikmar, bisham li izi iri. That's only yichud hanu k'toni medaberes. That's what you use lashon medaberes. Doesn't say nivalot says medaberes. El Rav Asi, my medaberes. What's lashon medaberes? They're talking about Rav Asi says it means nivalot. What's medaberes? So I'm going to list them all. You want to use lashon akia. The k'chiv says in the pasuk about isha who is mezana. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says came derech isha mina efes achla umachsa pia v'amalei palti oven. Achla is lashon of bia. We're using lashon akia of achla. Umachsa pia, she's mekaneches pia shalmata, as it means. But ma'ati loy palti off, it's not into avera. Al kaponim, so you see, it's a lishna ma'ali, that's why we use this lashon. So it's like this, Ziri and Rav Asi had to learn our Mishnah. Then Rav Bishlam was Ziri, Bishlam was Ziri, so we know why we have two cases in our Mishnah. I told you, Tarati, medaberes and mu'aberes. This was Moshe's question, what's two things? Tarati, medaberes and mu'aberes. The first case in medaberes is only yichud. Mu'aberes is a vadebiya, because she has a baby. She has a ubar to show for it. El Rav Asi Tarti Lomali Nivala and Uberis are the exact same thing. And for the Gemara, we're saying it's a chiddush for each one. It's a very good question. So what Taisus and Rashi talk about it. Taisus is easier to read. Look at Taisus Chada, not Taisus Chada. To look at the Rashi over here. Sorry, Rashi over here. Midaberes the Diach Koicha de Rav Yeshua. Rashi says the Alkav of the Loi Ruuish Nivala Pesula. Uberis, his Iri is beautiful. The ratio of midaberes that is according to Rabbi Shua, your apostle, the case of mu'aberes that you kosher for your Rav Gamliel. That's what it says two cases. El Rav Asi, so one's a chiddush for Rabbi Shua, it's good, I have to speak it out. One's a chiddush for Rabbi Shua, one's a chiddush for Rav Gamliel. El Rav Asi, Tarati Lomali, why do you need two cases? The first case also never lost. What's the difference between two cases? And for the Gemara, chod l'hachsha ba, v'chod l'hachsha bita. One's the machsha her, and one's the machsha bita. And that's a bigger chiddush. That's what it speaks out. One's a chiddush for her, that's a chiddush that, according to Rabbi Shua, you're not Neman. And the chiddush of Mubaris is that you're Neman for your daughter even. That's a big chiddush for Ragamil. Even Neman to say the yichus of your daughter, that she can marry a kai. So afraid the Gemara, but it's not so posh. We have a machlekes on the base between Tuman the Amrim, if you can machshabita. Honich l'man the Amal, divrei machshabah, machshabita. That's cool if you want to hold that the machsher who is Rabbi Gamil, you can machsher bita. El d'man the Amal, divrei machsher ba, paisel bita, ma'ik l'meimah, we'll see on the base the beer machlekes. But Akaponim, if you want the Yom HaHol, the Machshir Ba is Paisel of Bita, Smaik Lameima. You can't say that's a Chiddush Mubaris because Taka not Neman for the Bita. So what's the Chiddush of the Sefer? Smaik Lameima. When Rav Asi Sava, Kiman Yom HaDir Machshir Ba, Machshir Bita. So the Mar says, you know what? He holds, Rav Asi holds, Rav Asi holds that Nivala holds that the Mubaris is a Chiddush for Bita. He holds Taka, Dir Machshir Ba, Machshir Bita. Only a popular bayel is the iri don mayim with the baris nistera. But Amar Rabbi Shua loin v'hem. Rabbi Shua says all of a sudden you come aser. Freit the Gemara. How could that be? Hod Amar Rav Malkin al yichud vein oisah al yichud leimed loy Rabbi Shua. Rav says you get malchus on yichud, but you're not oisah to your husband because of yichud. Means that someone's an aishesish. She hangs out with someone be yichud. So you give her Malkus, but you don't ask her on to husband. What do you mean? Rabbi Shua says, you go in, you walk out, you're a different person. What's going on? So my fellow time, Rabbi Shua, a maila also b'yuchsin. We made a maila b'yuchsin. That because of yichud, we're not going to ask her to her husband. But when it comes now to the yichus now, she's a single person, she want to get her married, we're going to make a maila. We say, no, we're going to neman, she became apostle. Akapodim, that's Rabbi Shua Shita, maila also b'yuchsin, even though yichud usually doesn't pass over here, maila also b'yuchsin. But it seems like maybe in the case when Vade Nivela, there you don't have to come with the Ma'alos of Yuchsin. There it could be it's bad some. Since it's Vade Nivela, she's not Neman. And therefore, with Taka Choshish, that maybe she was Nivela to a apostle.